AJ Twist.
I'm T.
And this is episode 305, yeah, also known as 305.
Also known as Lyron. Lyron is the Iron Armor Pokemon, which I think the last one was also the Iron.
The same thing, right?
It's lame. I hate it when they do that.
Damn.
I know, but...
No, you're not on there. Now you're on, DJ.
Copy. Oh, yeah, there you go.
DJ's here.
What up? Unfocused Circle is complete.
All right.
Yeah, we're here on Unfocused, episode 305, as we previously mentioned.
Yeah, there's a podcast about stuff that we like to talk about.
Yeah, those things include anime, video games, movies, comics, etc.
All the nerd things. Oh, Danny, can you close that? Yeah. And then, also we're on twitch.tv/collision28, live right now.
Spotify, Stitcher.
YouTube.com/Unfocused Podcast.
Apple Podcast, too.
Collision28.com.
Yeah. That being said, how was your Unfocused
week? By the way, you can email us, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. T, I wish I had a freaking button for it. But we have an email.
Oh, shit.
When should we read it?
Let's read it right now.
Right now?
Before we do the Unfocused Weeks.
All right. We're going to see the viewers Unfocused Weeks.
Instant gratification.
Yeah. All right. So, Eric's... Eric's Lamb.
Oh, shit.
A.K.A. Sirius. I didn't know he was Sirius.
Eric's Lamb. That's the man.
Sirius. He's Sirius. Remember Sirius back in the day? Sirius was someone that watched our JTV streams. I never knew that was him.
Why so
serious? I hate when people come through and, like, with different names. I don't put two and two together in time, and all of a sudden, like, I learn some shit. Anyways.
We still don't know who some people are.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Right.
Right.
But okay. Where's so what's that?
He says, "Hey, been meaning to email, but never really got around to it. However, I felt a sense of urgency after hearing AJ talk about the Avatar comics. So I just finished reading Katara and the Pirate Silver comic, and it turns out to be a non-canon filler story of
Boo,
sorts.
Ooh, good to know, Eric. Thank you.
Much like those free comic book day issues.
Whack.
I would think Toph's comic about her metal-bending academy would be similar. Yeah, I would assume so, too. And there's also supposed to be a Suki one coming out afterwards, too.
Yeah.
So they may all be maybe one of those. It may be canon. It may just be not a story, like, worth, that, you know, like.
This doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's canon, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, maybe more like something like that, I would say. He also continues saying, on a similar note, I went through the Kyoshi novels. And I enjoy them. A lot of teenage relationship drama because they're teens. But a lot of politics with some dives into Avatar lore. I know series of consecutive sentences are rough to read, so I suggest just picking up the audiobooks from the library app, he says.
Oh, wow.
Also, happy that AJ got into Power Ranger comics. I love what they did with the franchise to the point I committed and bought all their omnibuses. Damn. They have omnibuses for Power Rangers?
Okay, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Maybe I should just stop and just do that. And then he continues saying, which brings me to my next point. Do you want to trade volumes of Power Rangers Lost Chronicles? Side stories, basically. Do I even own that? Or is he offering them to me to trade?
Yeah, like I guess he wants to let you borrow something.
I guess, all right. We'll see. It turns out these volumes are ultimately collected in the deluxe omnibuses I bought. Let me know via Facebook, Messenger, text, etc. P.S., he says, Unfocus, Deadcade Prediction, Kingdom Hearts movie.
What?
I got to figure out how to add that to a Deadcade Prediction. We did that. How far back are you?
This is right there. Look in the comments.
What? That's Tai Chi.
That's Tai Chi, yeah.
The comics line is like 4 years old now. Would make sense.
Oh, he wants to switch.
That the Power Rangers comics, I think he's talking about, that they're omnibuses for it now. Yeah, he's talking about Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. True. Also, he actually gave us some pictures. So, you can send us pictures. This is what he's talking about.
I like the cover. The Lost Chronicle one looks cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty dope. And then he also sent this, talking about the Kyoshi in the library app. So, the second one's already out. That's crazy.
Then there's two?
Damn, yeah. And these are the ones that you can just listen to. I didn't think about freaking audiobooks for Kyoshi. I should just do that. Because, like, sometimes I run out of, like, my podcasts are done, and I was like, oh, I don't know what to listen to now. I can just do that. And then he also sent, this, which I don't get it. Title, expectation, and then result. And I didn't see Smallville. So.
I don't quite get it either.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, I think I get where he's kind of going with it, but I don't really understand completely. Disappointment is what I'm getting from it in some way.
Oh no. Oh, okay. Game of Thrones was disappointing. I don't think like Korra maybe kind of somewhat disappointing, but like Avatar Wong is awesome. And then Smallville, I didn't watch Smallville, so I'm not sure if that was a disappointing series or not.
You know, I rewatched Korra not too long ago. Bro, that's just not disappointing. It's good.
It's pretty good, yeah. But I don't think it's as hype as Last Airbender was.
No,
but it's close for sure, though.
You know, I feel like the problem is they didn't know they were getting more seasons.
Mm, yeah,
that's true.
I feel
like if they knew they were going to get more seasons, it would have been even better.
That is true, though. Yeah, because they didn't know.
Yeah, because they could have planned more things, more consistency, more connective tissue, you know?
Amon could have been like a season, like an overall arching villain rather than
maybe.
Just a season villain.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's the one thing that I didn't like. But yeah, Nickelodeon screwed them over a lot with that, says Tai Chi, which is, yeah, that's true. But yeah, anyways, there's our email. So thanks for emailing us. And anyone else can also email us.
Yeah.
Via email.
Yeah, please. We appreciate the contact. Thank you for listening.
Thank you
for interacting.
Thanks for letting me know that you're serious and Eric's and that you guys are one and the same.
All right. I feel like there was something I wanted to mention based off of what he said, but I can't remember.
Was it about Power Rangers? Was it about Smallville? Was it about omnibuses? Avatar? Kiyoshi?
No, it's okay. I guess.
Messaging back via Facebook for the trade?
No. Okay, it's all right. It's all good. Go ahead.
Prediction for the Kingdom Hearts movie.
Oh, I think that was the thing that kind of triggered something in my mind. Like, yeah, you know, that's very interesting to say. I don't know if that would happen, but like, I could see them making a CGI Kingdom Hearts movie, can't you?
Yeah, I could see that, but that's a lot of licensing to go through. You got to go through Disney and Square Enix.
All you got to do is get Disney
is the
master.
Yeah,
as long as Square Enix can broker a deal with Disney, I think it would be cool. And I don't think that's too hard for them. They have a really good relationship with Disney.
Yeah, well, it's just Disney needs to be like, all right, Disney owns all the Kingdom Hearts characters.
It's going to have to come out of Disney Plus.
So even if Square Enix did something on the side, they couldn't bring like Sora and all them into their thing without Disney's approval because all those characters are owned by Disney.
Mm.
Oh, that was crazy.
Okay.
Didn't know that. Good to know. You heard it here first, guys. You're on Focus.
Yeah. All right. I guess with that said, you want to just go ahead and tell me about your Unfocus
Weeks? Unfocus Weeks, yeah. So just fucking around with like Digimon cards and the UFS cards and all that. I printed a new deck box. A little bit. You're blue. It's blue, guys. You can actually see it this time.
Yeah, you can see it a little bit.
But I made a latch with some springs. So I took some springs out of pins because I had like a lot of like, you know, just clickable pins. And then I made a little latch. So now you can open it with this little latch right here. And it's pretty cool. It makes this horrible sound just because of the way it was printed. So I may need to go back to the drawing board on that and maybe try to print it in a different way somehow. But that's cool. Did that. I bought some new sleeves. So I learned about a while back at a comic at a card store about double sleeving. And there's one dude telling me, he's like, yeah, certain companies make perfect fit sleeves to go on your cards, so then you could put those into an actual sleeve for extra protection.
Which is true, because we actually learned about this back in high school, remember? Because we got, remember those tight fit sleeves?
Yeah.
And we were, for a long time, we're like, why the fuck are these like this? And then, like, you could slip them right into the regular ones, or like, oh, so they don't fucking move around in the fucking thing.
Yeah, not only that, but it's just that extra layer of protection too.
Yeah.
For like more expensive cards. And I was like, I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna do that. So I bought some. What are these called? They're called like they're KMC Card Barrier Perfect Black. So they have a black backing to them too. And that's also to kind of for some sleeves, they're kind of a little transparent, kind of just barely. So this will block it out, so it's not even transparent at all. So that's pretty cool. And so I already put two decks in these sleeves. They make the fucking deck a lot much thicker, though. And, like, they suck up air, so they just expand sometimes, and they got to flatten out, and they're flat for a while.
Oh, that's
kind of
lame.
Then over time, they kind of expand again. But, I mean, they're cool. So I did that. Oh, yeah, also DJ and I think mine's better, though, made a list of our cards that we have. What was that?
What's that? I was jealousy, I think is what they call that.
Not jealousy.
I'm going to share it here on screen really quick, too. But yeah, here's like all the cards. Here's all the cards that exist. And then I have on the side over here, like how many of those cards I have using a spreadsheet and all that, too.
So we're not
made a checklist.
It's a whole checklist pretty much for myself, yeah.
By the way, we're not obsessed.
No. And then, yeah, and I'm going to add more to it, of course, so it's easier to go through. You know, have all the ID numbers, also doubled up ID numbers for when a card has an alternate art and all that is all in here, too.
Wow.
It goes by, like, name, color, their rarity, also got level, and later on I want to add, like, their DP and
stuff
like that.
The fucking champion and all that shit.
Yeah, also.
Are you trying to collect at least one of every card?
No, but I'm close enough that I might as well, like, fuck it now, you know?
you'll have to keep it up for every set coming forward. And every...
Yeah.
And you just got to buy one box and you got most of it. You got like 70%.
Yeah, you got starter decks, promo decks, tournament decks.
Yeah, starter decks are different ID numbers too. So I'm going to have to go back and add the starter deck. So I don't have the starter deck in here too. Because sometimes there are certain starter deck cards that don't exist in the actual set. So yeah, I got to go do that. I think all of them are like that actually.
Yeah, all the cards in there are starter exclusive.
Yeah, they are actually.
Think
those about
cards
it.
Usually
Fuck.
Suck though.
So some of most
the,
of them
with
do.
The exception of a few.
Yeah, most of Sorry. Them like half of it does, half of it's actually legit. And that like multiple decks call for sometimes too that I've been noticing. But yeah, so I've been working on that too. And then I finished reading my Sonic comics and I started reading the next Last Ronin Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic.
I remember what I was going to tell you. I was at the comic book store earlier today. I saw they had this special comic. It was called The Best of Michelangelo. Ooh, it was all orange and it just had his outline.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, and I didn't read it or anything, but I feel like it was like a compilation from the previous comics of all the crazy shit he's been doing. I don't know. I didn't really get to read it, but I was going to tell you about it.
That sounds cool, and I kind of want to get it and not at the same time, because it just sounds so sad, based off what's going on in Last Ronin.
Last Ronin, yeah, I know. I wonder if that's the reason they're doing it.
Yeah. I think so, too, actually. That's kind of crazy. I wonder if they'll do that for the other Turtles. That sounds interesting. But that's pretty much all I've been doing, though.
All right. DJ, do you have a quick Unfocus Wiki you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I ended up watching that anime. What's it called, Anthony?
Yasuke.
That was pretty dope.
The Black Samurai?
Black Samurai. Yeah. That was pretty sick.
I'm not done with it. I got like halfway through it.
Yeah, I saw that in like one sitting.
Fuck.
I heard it's pretty epic. Like, it's easy to kind of marathon it, right?
Yeah, it's only six episodes.
I haven't started it yet.
So that was pretty easy to watch. That was pretty sick to watch. I ended up catching up on Star Wars, The Clone Wars. I mean, Star Wars, The Bad Batch. That series is pretty good, too. You know, I missed 2 weeks worth of the Digimon Adventure, the new episodes.
Oh, shit.
And I realized there was no more episodes since the last time I saw it. It literally stopped at 49.
Oh, shit. Maybe they're taking a break, season break.
That's what I'm hoping for, because it kind of ended like in a cliffhanger.
Well, it's not canceled. We would have heard about it for sure if it got canceled.
Yeah. And other than that, I make my own checklist. I think you could show it too, because I saw yours in my iPad.
I don't have access to yours, though.
Not yet?
No, you haven't shared it.
Because I could see yours, that's why.
Yeah, because I shared it with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I got my own checklist. The way I made it, it's designed to... I made it per color, so they're in different pages.
Okay.
So basically, I separated it by levels and rarity. You know, uncommon,
rare. Oh, by rarity, that's cool.
You know, I even added what box they're coming from. Mm-hmm. And I even added the starter decks. You know, so it's full of all that information. So, like, say, for example, you want to trade a card for me, you know, and I don't have my deck, I could easily go on my phone and see where it is. I'm like, yeah, I have it. You know, the only thing it's missing, it's how many of copies I have of that card. That's the only thing that's missing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Danny, if you, depending on how you organize it, like with this whole setup that I have here, I can go ahead and just, like, filter out what I don't want to see. And then, bam, cuts everything out. So now it's just red, yellow. And whites here, so you can do this too if you all add it like in this certain way.
So if I
just want to see just reds and maybe just like the rare shit,
yeah.
Bam.
Now it's all secret rare only.
Yeah. Oh, and uncommon. So I can filter out uncommon. Bam. So now it's just rare, super rare, reds.
You see, look. Bam. See different colors. So let's go to blue. You know the information is there.
Nah.
See. Common level 2, rarity level 2, super rare. You know, because it's level 6, you see it at the bottom. Oops. See level 5, level 6.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right, you nerds. Anything else you guys did? Anything else you did this from Focus Week?
Kick it with you guys.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, I bought myself a set 4 box of Digimon.
The new one, right?
The new one, yeah. I got a lot of good rare ones and super rare ones in that box.
I didn't mention this last week, but I bought a new arcade stick and new buttons for my stick.
Nice.
I haven't been able to use it at all yet. I haven't been able to try it out, but I did that. The stick I bought, though, it wasn't working. It wouldn't go right.
Carlos.
And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with it? It wasn't the wiring. It's actually the board itself was fucked up. And so I had to rewrite some traces on it. It works now, but I haven't tried it yet. But just to let you guys know, I got new buttons and shit. Mm-mm. That's why I got a new button.
Yeah.
All right. T? Oh, no. Who else?
Wags, you got something quick you want to say for your focus week?
I haven't been doing too much. I've been busy with finals this last week. But this past weekend, it was my fiance's birthday, so we went horseback riding. She hurts.
On the beach? On the beach?
No.
Oh, plugging up then. There, I don't hear it.
Burbank. In Burbank.
Not on the beach. I don't want to hear
it. After like a day, dude, it just gets all sore, like right here. It's awful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I've been playing some more Street Fighter V. I got back into that because Dan was released.
Yes.
And I'm a big lover of Dan.
Damn.
So
okay.
I'm good with him. Or, I don't know, decent. I have no one to compare to except Lily.
I've been playing at round one.
Oh.
So if you want to go round one someday and just play there, you should do that. Dan is on there.
Dan is on there?
Yeah.
I want to play. I've been on the hunt for, since I started playing Dan again, I've been on the hunt for either like a Hori gamepad or a Rayon controller. And it's a controller with a D-pad but with a 6-button layout.
Yeah, I have one on my list that I've been wanting to share it to you or like even just buy it for you someday. I just never got around to do it.
Yeah, I can't find everywhere. Before I would see them everywhere. Now I can't find a single Hori.
Mm.
And the price jumped up too. I don't know. I think they stopped making them. Maybe. It used to be like $40 now.
Yeah.
For like 60, I'm like, I refuse to pay the extra $20. and then I got really into UFS, even though I got no one to play with. And I've been busy like collecting cards individually and building decks. I have a Dan deck, a Arnica deck.
Damn.
And an Ash from Evil Dead deck.
Mm. Nice.
I got no one to play with besides this one.
We'll try it out today.
Finally. Let's see if it's even worth it.
UFS. I know I gotta get into that too. I still haven't tried yet.
You got cards, don't you?
No, I don't think I have anything.
You might have a Voldo deck like I do from back in the day.
You know what? We did buy something the first time it came out, huh?
Yeah.
I might have cards.
You know, the game is surprisingly cheap to buy cards for.
Like individual cards are not that expensive. Yeah. Mm. Some are, but a lot of them are not.
Okay.
Even the character cards, like they go for like sometimes a couple cents, just a couple bucks sometimes.
That's not bad. We'll see. I mean, I'm... All right, so my Unfocus Week, I'm wrapped up enough with Digimon. I think since the last time we've been here, I bought one of those new boxes, split it with AJ.
BT4.
Yeah, it's cool. I feel like there's definitely more repetition in this. Like, there's less Digimon in this one, so it's kind of boring. Like, I don't like opening the packs and seeing the same fucking Digimon every time. Reminds me of, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Days, kind of.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's okay. I mean, I think it's also, too, AJ pointed out the set's not really geared towards blue. And that's all I'm really interested in right now is blue and red. And they don't really have much for those. And also, there's a whole new system that I'm not 100% on how to use. Was it burns? Sideburns? Burst.
Burst. Digiburst.
Digiburst.
That's a new mechanic.
That's
I like the mechanic. Getting rid of Digivolutions for a cool effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not like the XYZs, right? From Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah. You know what? It even strengthens the idea of blue, too, because... It's funny, there's no cards for blue, but that whole concept strengthens blues, because blue takes away your Digivolution cards. So if you have Digiburst, blue takes that away from you.
Oh, so blue's a natural counter to
Digiburst. It became one as soon as that set came out, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll keep playing blue. Like, it's going to counter a lot of shit.
There's a lot of Digiburst in the green, I noticed. I was like, shoot, I don't want
to... Oh, really?
Yeah, in the new set.
Yeah, so, I think every piece has, like, a type of Digiburst that exists in some color.
Yeah.
So everyone gets it.
So anyone doesn't know, we're talking about the Digimon card game.
Yeah. Also, the reason why this new set, which is called BT4, is smaller is because the 1.0, 1.5 that we know here is actually BT1, BT2, and BT3, and they all kind of been split amongst each other. And that's why there are so huge sets. Now, all the sets now that we're kind of almost caught up to Japan, we're going to get these sets like this size from now on.
Yeah.
So it might be only worth it to buy like one box, maybe two, you know.
Tai Chi, this is a spoiler alert for this episode. You know, usually I never heard of someone spoiling their own episode. But I'm going to spoil it for you right now. We are not going to talk about Loki because I'm the only one that saw it. So
yes.
We can't talk about it.
I have not watched it yet.
I just said I'm the only one. Yeah, so so we can't even have a conversation. But I will just say it was dope. It was the best first episode out of all the Marvel TV shows so far. Way better than Falcon Winter Soldier. Way better than WandaVision's episode one, you know? So... That's all I'll say. It's really good.
Did you finish it? Because last time I talked to you, it was
only
half.
No, yeah,
you're done.
Thing,
oh,
yeah.
It. Okay.
It's the best first episode for Marvel so far.
For sure, I'll see it tonight, no matter what.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're not going to talk about Loki. I wish we could, but we're not going to.
Next week.
Other things.
Two episodes.
But I still had a fucking loaded Unfocus week because I did what I kept saying I was going to not do, and I fucking played Pokemon Snap.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit, I've been playing it fucking 5 days out of the week, man. That shit is so good.
Nice.
I'm on, I think I got like 5 levels or 6 levels now.
Okay.
It's fucking good, man. I'm annoyed because I don't know how to awaken all the Pokemon and get all the secrets. And I don't want to cheat and look on YouTube, so I'm like, you know what? I'm just be patient and keep playing and fucking figuring shit out. And yeah, slowly I'm figuring things out. I'm unraveling things.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, the new Pokemon Snap is good.
Yeah,
it's very reminiscent of the old one.
Is it like, because I remember in the original one, like eventually at some point you got like the Pester Ball and like the Poke Flute.
That happens faster here.
And then you would go back to like older levels and then use them and then unlock shit like that.
That's still a thing.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
That's still a thing, yeah.
All right.
I think I just recently got all the 3 things you're talking about.
Oh, yeah?
I just recently got them all. And I think there's more things to get. You know what I mean? Mm. There's an apple. The Pester Ball is like an event ball. Like, you do it and it makes shit happen. So it's not exactly like you're throwing a thing that annoys the Pokemon. You're doing something that kind of incites energy and, like, makes them want to do shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the little music plays from your machine. They don't say it's a Poke Flute. They're saying that you're pushing a button and music is playing from your little car, you know?
That's cool.
it's pretty cool. It's all updated. I love Pokemon Snap.
Can you, like, hack it and start bumping, like, I don't know, like some 2 chains or something?
Fucking move, bitch. Get out the way. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's good. I'll make a little, there's a little cameo appearance from our boy Todd, you know, here and there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay. You know? That's cool.
He's back.
Nice.
New Pokemon Snap. I recommend it. Even though I don't know all the Pokemon, I still enjoy it. It's almost like a different experience from watching the old one, from playing the old one, where you know everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're over, not over it, but you know all these Pokemon well, and you're just waiting for them all to appear.
Yeah.
But this one, it's cool for me, because I'm kind of like, oh, I'm kind of learning what that Pokemon is. And, like, as things are happening, like, oh, shit, that can evolve, and that becomes this. I'm like, oh, I've never seen that Pokemon. And yeah. So it's a cool experience, even though someone who's kind of old and doesn't really know about the new shit.
Yeah, I would be more shocked about seeing new Sword, because I'm not familiar with all the Sword and Shield Pokemon. Everything before that, I think I'm good with.
Well, see, that's my weakness, because I don't know if I'm seeing something from Sword and Shield or from Black and White.
You haven't played since Black and White or Sun and Moon and all that, right?
Yeah, the last one I bought was Black and White, but the last one I played was whatever was right before Black and White.
Diamond Pearl.
Yeah, I have a black over there collecting dust, or a white collecting dust over there somewhere. It's never been taken out of its package.
That's crazy.
But yeah, okay, so I've been playing Pokemon Snap almost every fucking night. It's great.
Cool.
I squeezed in a little Splatoon, but I honestly haven't had time to play Splatoon like that because I'm just fucking Snap. Other stuff, I've been watching Jupiter's Legacy, even though I know it's canceled. It's fucking cool, man. The fucking fighting is so cool. I can see why they're canceled. That shit's too expensive, man. Even sometimes they do just these little quick fights between characters, and it looks so dope. And I'm like, it's cool, and I'm happy, but you guys didn't have to do that. Like, that's a waste of money. Man. Like, not a waste, but, you know, it's like, you didn't have to make it look that dope. You know what I mean? Like, I would have been cool with it even if it didn't look that good.
Yeah.
Like, you have to watch it. Like, just watch some of the scenes. Like, there's some girl that has this teleporting power, and you see her, like, go to another dimension and gather the power from another dimension and then teleport back in and hit somebody with it. I'm like,
oh, shit.
I'm like, that's dope.
That is dope.
It's super sick. But I'm like, but you didn't have to do that if the show's going to cost $200 million.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they do something like that every episode. There's something like that happens, like, often.
Shit. Yeah.
So I recommend people just skim through it. Even if you don't want to watch it. It's got some cool superhero shit in it.
Yeah, listening to, like, The Office, like, their podcast that they're doing, they will mention sometimes, like, yeah, we had this, like, this five-second gag that cost us, like, $20,000 just for 5 seconds of footage. Like,
wow.
They're, like, for, like, this one thing they're talking about, they raised and bought, like, gnats just for this one little gag that lasts, like, 5 seconds. And those gnats, like, they cost them, like, thousands of dollars, and they're especially raised, so they wouldn't, like,
just fly away and disperse?
So they wouldn't breed, so the more wouldn't exist afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, just for that 1 5-second scene that barely anyone noticed. So, like, I can see what you're saying. Like, yeah, you didn't have to go all that way for that 5-second scene.
Yeah,
little scenes like that can be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's that's funny.
And it's dope. I know why they did it. It sets the air for the show and makes you feel like, damn, I'm watching some epic shit. But, like, if it bankrupts your show, like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, but nevertheless, I'm still watching it. It's pretty cool. I've also watched, what else? One Piece, man. I'm like 15 episodes behind. One Piece is so fucking epic right now.
Oh, you're almost catching up then.
I'm not far, and I'm like, I don't want to catch up because I don't want to be right there and wait week to week again. a year of waiting only got me 30 episodes, which sounds like a lot, and then I just tore through like half of that already. You know? So yeah. One Piece is great. I've been loving that.
That's pretty good. 30 episodes for a whole year of waiting. How long have we been waiting for Hunter x Hunter, and we haven't gotten a chapter at all?
Don't remind me, man. I don't like to think about it.
I'm good. I'm not caught up.
Yeah, he didn't see the last episode of the anime, so he's not like, oh, I want to know. Like, he knows it's out there. Other stuff for me, what else? I went to the comic book store. I bought the second book of Thor, the one I was reading with the three Thors. And I bought this book I've been trying to get for a while, The Incal. It's noted as one of the best comic books to ever be made. And this is made by Alejandro Jodorowsky. He usually makes movies, but he made a comic book.
Complex name.
And and he's teamed up with this famous artist from comics. If you ever read comics for a while, you've seen this name at least thrown around. Mobius. Sorry, over here.
Mobius is the planet that Sonic is from in the Archie series.
That's probably what this guy named himself after. I wouldn't doubt he named himself after that. But yeah, this guy has some crazy ass fucking art style. He's done a lot of stuff for Marvel, DC, Image, and he worked on this one with Alejandro Jodorowsky. And I only read a little bit of it, and it's already pretty fucking good. I'm looking forward to it. I think that covers most of it. I feel like I did more stuff, but let's just call it right there. That's all the cool shit. Digimon, yeah.
Mobius is Valerian.
That's his most popular.
And Loreline are good comics.
Some of the best comics ever made, Valerian, yeah, and then fucking... Yeah, that's Mobius. He's the shit.
Interesting. All right, let's do this. This is the news.
The news.
Yeah.
News. What?
Let's get it. All right, you have a lot, T, so you can kick it off.
All right. I guess I'll start off with Shadow and Bone. Season 2 has finally got greenlit. Everyone was a little bit worried after fucking Jupiter's Legacy, because I guess last week is when Jupiter's Legacy got canceled, and everyone's like, damn, Shadow and Bone was expensive too. Like, fuck, are they about to cancel that as well?
Damn.
No, they got greenlit for season 2, so it's happening.
Maybe they have to cancel Jupiter.
Now I'll watch.
Maybe they have to cancel Jupiter so they can get money for Shadow and Bone.
You know what's funny that you said? There might be some merit to what you're saying, because Netflix has been into the idea of funneling money more carefully. I don't know if you remember at the beginning of the year, they said they're going to start budgeting more money into their shows. So the shows are starting to be... That was the beginning of the year. And that's probably why we got Jupiter's Legacy and Shadow and Bone, because this is the result of them putting more money in the shows. And to keep that up, I'm sure they'll be canceling things at a higher rate if they're not successful. So you're probably right about that, AJ. Makes a lot of sense to me. But yeah, there's even a video online you can see with all the actors reacting to the fact that they got greenlit finally. So Shadow and Bone's continuing. Look forward to it. Season 2 will be coming out next year.
Okay.
AJ?
Oh, you want me to go?
Oh, you want me to do another one?
Yeah, go. You have a lot. Yeah, I have like 5 stories to.
Oh, what? You didn't tell me that. Yeah. Okay. Marvel has announced the death of Doctor Strange in the comics.
What?
Yeah, they started teasing it last week. We don't know too much about it. All we know, it's going to be written by Jed McKay, and the artist is going to be Lee Garbett from Captain Marvel recently. Jed McKay has been writing the current Moon Knight and Black Cat stories. He's been writing those. Very interesting pick to give him Doctor Strange. I don't know if he's been doing it lately. But yeah, they're going to kill off Stephen Strange.
That's crazy.
That's saying a lot. I mean, because this motherfucker has already died a gang of times. Like,
oh, fuck.
He always fucking dies and finds some way to, like...
come back.
Yeah, he's like a lawyer of magic. He finds, like, loopholes to fucking get out of shit.
Dude, That's funny.
One time, like, he summoned all these demons and shit and said, all right, I'm here to let you guys collect my soul. And somebody's like, I got the fucking contract for Strange's soul. He's like, wait, he sold me his soul too. And everyone's like, no, he sold me his soul back in this year. And they all started fucking fighting each other over Doctor Strange's soul. And that's what he wanted, like a big-ass chaos moment.
Yeah.
So he could do something, you know?
That's funny.
And I'm like, that's how he rolls, you know? and he's still alive.
That's crazy.
But he's really going to die somehow.
You think it'll be in the news like when Cap died?
No, I don't feel like Doctor Strange has the impact of Captain America or Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But, you know, this is interesting. I wonder if this is going to... hopefully this doesn't translate to the movies. I hope that's not what they're doing this for, is to get this coming.
I hope not.
Hell no.
Yeah, but I'm afraid they're going to start trying to kill off older characters like now as things are going on, you know? Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Okay, so...
Yo, okay. What if Disney, now that Disney owns Marvel, what if they're trying to kill off all the old school OG characters and to fucking put out their own like new characters and maybe just kind of you know, start this whole new line that's more like Disney or like more like kid base. For example, like Miles Morales and so forth, you know? What if like in 10 years from now, we're like Iron Man, Captain America, Doctor Strange, all that's going to be like something of the old past, and now the new things would be like Miles Morales and like Spider-Gwen and whatever else, like
I could see that.
Ironheart and all that shit, right?
I feel like that's definitely something they're kind of, I don't think they're going that way 100%, but I think that's definitely the way that they're kind of going. Because they want to get our minds ready for that as comic book readers first, so we're not pissed when we see it in the movies.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's what I think.
I think so. Anyways.
Boring.
Yeah, I think it depends. I think some of them are cool. Mm. But yeah, this one I don't know about. I like Stephen Strange for a little bit longer. Other things. Yeah, no, you go ahead. You go ahead and tell one.
All right, then. So I heard about this. I seen an ad for this, and I was like, what the heck is this? And then apparently this is a game called Pal World. This is the official trailer from a company called Pocket Pair. And a lot of, I think from what I heard, this is supposed to be someone that used to work for Pokemon, went to this company and they made this game, which people are saying is Pokemon mixed with Breath of the Wild. Just because of that style of graphics and all that. And it definitely also has guns.
It looks, and it has guns. It looks like Pokemon mixed with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, like the Breath of the Wild graphics, and you have those cute little animals.
Doing power
shit. You're farming and stuff like that too, right? But you also have guns too. And like your monster over there, you know, can fight with you. There's all types of crazy stuff in this game. That looks like, yeah, like a Lycanroc, that's a Gyarados.
You can even, dude, you can fucking DNA Digivolve.
You can
DNA Digivolve.
Look at this. Using this fucking sheep
wow.
as a shield.
Wow.
Just throwing him in the battle and stuff. Yo, why he has a rocket launcher?
Oh, shit. A rocket
church.
What is this game?
Look
what?
At it. And fucking slave labor going
wow.
on and stuff.
Dude, what is this game?
This is called Pal World.
Yo, this looks pretty badass.
It looks pretty sick too, right?
I'm interested just to
see
what's
Bowser
up with
here.
It. For real.
Is Nintendo going to sue? Because this is...
I don't know. Yeah,
that Gyarados is too
good. Everyone's saying this is Nessa from Sword and Shield. So yeah, there's a lot of like Pokemon similarities going on here and stuff like that, right? A very, very interesting little trailer there after this game here. And it gets even scarier, like in their description, there's survival going on, writing and exploration. They're saying, let's read more here on their. Steam page, but this is supposed to be coming out like later this year. There's building, there's life, there's farming, factory and automation is another thing they're talking about in this game. It is essential for automation and let pals do the manual work. I guess pals are the monsters in this world. Build a factory and place pals in it. They will work forever as long as they're fed until the end of their lifetime. Right? So there's like stuff like that in their
wow,
description of this game and stuff like that. But yeah, a very interesting little game. These are the same people that made something called Craftopia as well, if anyone's familiar for that.
Don't know that.
But yeah, this almost looks like what people want for Pokemon, almost.
I don't want to shoot
just without the guns though, right?
With the rocket launcher, I'm down.
It's not a Nintendo game. It's some other company. So, I mean, look out for that. I'm not sure how big it's going to be, but it looks it's on Steam so far.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to be coming out for anything else. Oh, actually, this is a plan to release in 2022, so sometime next year. But yeah, we'll find out later on if it's worth it or not, but that was our trailer they just put out, and it looks kind of epic.
Okay. So. I was blown away by them trying to capture a Pokemon with machine guns.
Right? I'm not sure if they're catching it or maybe they're attacking the enemy and using the monster as a distraction as they shot down the enemy. That's what it looked like. I don't think they're actually shooting at the Pokemon. But there's one scene where they sniped something in the middle of a field, so I don't know.
Like a baby Emboar or something?
Yeah. Looks like a total blatant ripoff. Yeah, it kind of does.
The designs are way too similar.
I mean, no, it's totally different, guys. There's no Pokeballs.
True. That we saw.
Yeah, imagine there is something like that.
It's a Poke Cube.
A Poke Box.
It's a
cube. I'll say a Poke Box.
It's a Pal Cube, yeah.
All right. Other quick news. So, the Smash Brothers final DLC character might have got spoiled.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So, the speculation is because someone who works for Doom Eternal says they saw a video that they're working on for a trailer, and it was playing the song Lifelight in the background. Do you know Lifelight?
I don't.
That's the lead song from Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Okay, yeah.
And they're saying with the Doom logo, that music was playing in the back.
Oh, from Doom.
And so people think the last character will be the Doom Slayer.
Or at least one of the last, because there's two more left, supposedly.
That seems so inappropriate for Smash.
I agree. I hope it's not the fucking Doom Slayer, bro. I really want someone more cartoony and more Nintendo-y, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was Doom Slayer. They've been picking people like that a lot lately. Just weird-ass characters.
Just throwing in anything in the game.
Yeah, dude. I like, ever since Terry Bogard and Ryu, I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't feel right to me anymore. Like, it's starting to feel... Like, Snake, I let it go. Like, that was cool, because it's so rare. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was the only one, but now there's a bunch of people like that. I'm like, kind of over it.
Hey, where's Robotnik and shit, man? Come on.
Oh, that's true.
I know, dude. Robotnik?
Doom guy?
We need Tails and Knuckles, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Taichi says, I think his name is Doom guy. All one word, Doom guy.
That's right. What we were calling him before they revealed his name as the Doom Slayer, I'm sure. All right. Other piece of news. Build-A-Bear's got a new collaboration project. These guys just don't stop with their nerd collaborations. I think this is the highest level nerd collaboration they've done. Build-A-Bear is now doing, drumroll.
I gave me two emails.
Yeah, that's for later.
Oh, is it
that's
this one?
The one. Build-A-Bear, Lord of the Rings, man.
Whoa!
Look at that shit.
Oh my god, I want
I want the beard.
Is that Frodo?
I like how Gollum's just Gollum. He's not even a bear.
He's not even a bear. He's all, he is. That's funny.
Oh, man.
How much are these?
Yeah, Squirtle that I got from Build-A-Bear, Anthony.
Yeah.
I tried to put the hoodie on Grimlock.
He's
too fat. He
okay.
Too big.
Yeah.
He's too fat.
His cat. Build-A-Bear bears, they go for like 30, 20 bucks maybe, but like these type like go for like 30, maybe 40. And then what's fucking crazy about Build-A-Bear, all the like shit they're wearing, if it doesn't come with it naturally, you gotta pay for that shit. And they cost the same price as actual clothes, like
as your regular clothes, like your jacket's like
10 bucks. Shit. Yeah, shoes for like $5 and shit. Yeah, freaking, you know, like Carla's niece's nephew, they all have one, right? And they go to the store and fucking buy shit like that all the time. Yeah, IRL DLC says Taichi for reals.
is this the whole collection? It's just these two characters and the side plushie?
It may be just these, because usually they'll show you all. They don't usually hide shit.
Yeah, this is the full set.
Yeah, because even when they announce
$65 per bear.
Oh, damn,
That's probably with all the accessories and all that.
Yeah, it says stuffed animals that also come preloaded with 5 sounds.
Because my Bulbasaur was like $50 with all the accessories.
You can get Sauron in this.
I'm at a Sauron bear. Apparently,
what's the dragon's name? That'd be cool.
Apparently, they say things from the movie too. So the bear says, "You shall not pass."
That's cool.
The Gandalf bear says, "You shall not pass."
Yeah, the actors' voices or like.
Yeah, it says from the movie.
Shut up. Smile. They got Ian McKellen's voice on that bear.
Yeah.
I gotta have it.
That's funny. See, I knew who this was made for, and it's only made for.
Bundle includes sound. It says right there in the middle too in the ad.
Yeah, like wow.
One collection to rule them all.
That's pretty funny.
I kind of get it.
All right, Wags, you already know about this, man. The Captain America, the Marvel Legends. That shield, man.
I am digging that shield.
That shield looks pretty sick.
Oh, so this is like an actual, like legit, like actual thing you can buy?
It's a one-for-one replica. It's the correct size.
Made out of actual vibranium?
But it's going to be for a toy. It's going to be for
it's
a toy, right?
Like aluminum or something.
No, this is not for a toy. This is an actual human thing.
Yeah. You can wear it. It's metal.
Heavy.
It's 24 inches wide.
Damn.
That's 2 feet.
It's $119.99.
Price went up.
How much?
$120.
$120. My birthday's coming up, guys.
With free free shipping for August. The colors of the stealth shield are muted for stealth.
Yeah, Taichi does have a cap shield. Not this one, but he does have a shield.
The last cap shield was 100, and then the one before, because they've done this. I think this is the third or fourth cap shield that they've done.
Hey man, vibranium ain't cheap, man.
Yeah. Yo, there's also a Wolverine Marvel Legends pack they put out too, Wags.
I want that Wolverine, but I really don't care for the other three characters. Like, Omega Red, yes, but the other three...
I knew you were going to say Omega Red, yes. You don't care about... But Wolverine and Dracula had an epic fight.
Dracula.
I want that Wolverine. Like, I like that shirtless Wolverine. But Cyber, maybe. But he died, and he wasn't that big of a villain.
Who?
Cyber, the blue dude.
Oh, I don't even know who he is.
Oh, his arms are adamantium.
Oh, he's got adamantium arms?
Yeah. That's what I want.
Damn. That's a 5-pack Marvel Legends Wolverine set, guys. I don't have a picture of that, but it's got him and a lot of his iconic villains with him. He's shirtless. Includes Omega Red, Cyber Callisto. Sorry, Cyber Callisto. And Dracula, yeah.
So oh, is that Dracula? That's the dude from...
They didn't name him, so I just called him Dracula.
Oh, what's his name? He was...
Oh, sorry. No, they did. That's Mastermind. Jason Wingard.
Yeah, you're right. But I knew that was wrong. It's not Mastermind.
You know, because I read that comic where Wolverine did fight Dracula, so I was like, oh, it must be him. Like, you know?
Mastermind is not a Wolverine villain. He's like an X-Men.
He's like an X-Men. Yeah. He's like from Hellfire Company.
There's so many more iconic villains they could have chosen for this. Like Callisto...
Like, I'm so shocked that Sabretooth is not here. Like, you wouldn't be... No, or Lady Deathstrike wouldn't
Lady
be here.
Deathstrike, but sure.
Maybe there's cool. Too, maybe there's too many of them. I don't know. The pre-orders for this are live on Amazon for $120.99.
Yeah, it
costs as much as the fucking shield. It costs more. Jesus Christ. December 15th. Oh, my God.
I passed on this because the price was too high and it came with too many characters I didn't care for. But I do want that Wolverine.
Do you have a Mastermind?
I don't need a Mastermind.
I'm right here.
Shut up.
What's the name of the team he belongs to? With Sebastian
X-Factor.
And,
No.
Alpha Flight?
No, not Alpha Flight. Emma Frost was on it, too.
Hellfire Club.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name. Hellfire Club. That's his team.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Another quick Marvel connection here. Kevin Feige has made his first comic book appearance.
Like in a comic, like
yeah. Check the other email.
Oh, that's what the other one is.
Directing in the back.
Yeah. So apparently, the X-Men all had a big Hellfire Gala where all the most powerful mutants met, and they invited some famous humans to come. Mm-hmm. And guess who's among the invitees? Fucking Kevin Feige, bro.
With the hat and shit.
With the hat and everything. And I'm like, damn. And you know what? It's funny. This seems like a little joke gag, but I think this is also speaking to the future connectivity with him and the mutants.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
And, like, you know, I think he might be drawing from a Jonathan Hickman, from the Jonathan Hickman story, which maybe the Krakoa era will have something to do. Yeah, because I'm just like, it's just weird. It's just random. I feel like maybe they're just trying to, like, let you know. Like, he is involved in X-Men, you know? Like, we're getting there. We're getting there, you know?
That's funny. It's yeah. Like Han. We'll get there. Oh, I watch Fast and Furious. I've been catching up on Fast and Furious because 9's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, I almost sat there and watched 4 with
Ooh.
You guys. I happened.
Ooh, fuck you guys.
Yeah, those movies suck, but
I don't like
it's
it
okay.
They don't suck.
They kind of suck. But it's okay. I was trying to watch 4 with them because they were in the middle of watching it. It looked okay. Number 4 looked not bad.
When that guy says the streets always win and he stomps the ground, that was the end for me.
Yeah, man. That was the best line in the movie.
That was the end for
Wait,
me.
Wait, I almost want to know. I almost want to know.
Like after the third movie,
and then
they started like being thumbs down all the way. But that movie just crushed it for me. I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What makes fun of Steven because that fool's so like
he's into
really
it,
into the Fast and Furious. We always make fun of him, like boo. You know?
The other Steven's also into it.
Which one?
The Steven that's hang out with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's really into
that. That's him right there.
Oh yeah, yeah, boo.
Which I need to go to his server to watch 8 because now I'm an 8. I don't own 8, so. I need that.
Because it don't fit in that fucking box they gave you that was supposed to fit all the movies.
Boo, what now, he says. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a scene where, like, Vin Diesel stomps the floor and actually breaks.
There was a reason that was happening, though. It's because it got hit by a missile.
No, true, that's true, bro. Come on, dude. So that fool betted his life on stomping the ground. Hoping it was going to work.
Yeah.
And it
that's
actually
wild.
Crushes
okay.
down.
That's wild. I see what you're saying.
It
that's kind of wild.
Making everything work. I was for me.
It was already cracking. It was going to happen anyways, whether or not he stomped.
It was not going to happen. Nah, dude. For me, that was it. I was like, nah, dude.
Okay. All right. So what's the point of the news here?
I don't know. That wasn't news.
That was just fascinating.
Yeah,
okay, you're just bringing that up.
Yeah,
okay.
And then Danny's just complaining. I'm not trying to hear that.
I don't know, man. I'm going to tell you, bro. It's just hard for me to bring myself to watch it because I know what I'm getting myself into. Like, I've heard.
But do you?
Do you?
I'm sad to say I think I do.
All right. And other ridiculous news,
yeah,
if I may.
Go for it.
All right. So, y'all know who Logan Paul is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker has Asbeat at light speed.
So he had an actual boxing match with Floyd Mayweather.
Looked like Rock Lee versus Gaara.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather was like everywhere, and this fool was like, ugh.
I heard though that it was like just a big huggy match. Like that's all it was. And supposedly there's also a point where Floyd Mayweather got a punch in, just a simple punch, and actually knocked down Logan. But like fucking Floyd Mayweather caught him and made sure he like revived real quick.
So that, yeah, because so he wanted it to go on so he could make some more money. Yeah. Like an asshole.
Also, though, in the contract, there's supposed to be no winners.
That wow! Actually, no, see, I didn't know about that.
You know what's funny? He actually came out talking about that moment where he knocked him out.
Oh yeah,
and he hold him. He's like, "Nah, that didn't happen."
He just said that.
And you guys are just tripping. He's
that's
like,
funny.
Fuck. He's like, "Fuck, stop talking about that." You know, because you guys are tripping.
Who said that? Mayweather or Logan?
He said that.
Logan Paul?
Yeah, but yeah. Dominic. Come on, bro. That scene,
you can't hide that.
He hits him, and he just straight up like.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know. Yeah, he totally went out.
Maybe he just doesn't remember it.
Hey, that's very possible. He probably doesn't remember it.
That is so true. Anyway, that it's an exposition fight, which is pretty true too, says diplomats. But the main thing I wanted to talk about though was you know, like fucking Floyd Mayweather came out with his fucking chain and shit, right? Did you see what Logan Paul was wearing on his neck?
Charizard. Wow, that's a fucking Charizard.
Oh, I don't have this on screen though. But yeah, he's wearing a Charizard on a chain. I think the Charizard, I think it's been graded. And usually when cards have been graded, they're worth a little more. And then he also has it like on a chain. I think their frame that's holding the graded card is kind of like a diamond type of thing too.
So his chain costs just as much as Mayweather's chain,
probably,
basically?
Yeah.
Wow. Exactly. Wow. His chain with the Pokemon card.
Dan Dip says 1 milli. It's a PSA 10. So yeah, it's
damn.
Fucking perfect graded.
Wags knows what that is.
I think it's the Charizard from the first set.
Perfect
it is.
Condition.
Yeah, I think it's a first edition Charizard 2, which I looked it up real quick. Hey, it's going for about $2,000.
May I say, I feel like we were just in an anime right now when this fool said PSA 10, and then the only one who reacted was Will. Like, you know, in anime, there's always one person in the group that knows what that means. Like, he's from that class? Like, oh shit. And everyone's like,
what does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah. Yeah, damn, man. Okay, so he's more balling than Mayweather right now.
Yeah, man. He gets a fucking first edition Charizard PSA 10, man.
That's crazy. He just wears it around his neck.
He's wearing it around
just,
his
like,
neck,
exposes
yeah.
Exposes it to the elements, like light and sweat.
No, but it's still in the casing, dude, so it's all good.
And it's made of diamond, so it protects it.
Is that casing UV protected?
I don't think he would bring it out here on a gamble, bro.
Yeah, true, right?
He seems pretty serious if he diamond encrusted the.
Yeah, you know, I'm
sure
pretty sure, yeah.
I'm sure it's.
All right.
Even if it wasn't, at least he got to, you know, just, you know, flaunt it out for a little bit, you know.
That's bling right there, bro. That's right. Some next level bling.
Do you think we're the ones getting excited about that Pokemon card?
No.
No, I think that was the point, though, is for, like, people like us who know him and know what he has.
To get behind his back.
To fucking be all hyped about it, where everyone else, like, the fuck is he doing that for? Like, what is that? Yeah, exactly. Anyone who actually paid the PPV pay-per-view for the fight literally just deposited money directly into these assholes.
Oh,
I didn't even watch the fight.
Not me either. Yeah. I knew what was gonna happen.
It's all fake.
He's a pro. It's not fake. It's just that he's never gonna win. It's a fucking pro versus somebody who's just
a
rookie.
The way I imagine that this fool had a private meeting with Floyd Mayweather. He's like, "Hey, look, bro. Like, if we do this and." You know, we pretend we don't know each other. I'm talking shit to you. Like, come on, bro. There's going to be a lot of money in your pocket. And if we agreed, so when they came out in public, they act like they don't know each other. But everything's been already set.
Yeah, I bet you.
Yeah no,
sure.
That part, I agree with you.
Just that scene where, like, he literally knocks him out and that fool flops and that fool saves him. I'm like, that's it. Like,
I want to see that scene.
You know?
You're right. Well, see, that's what I mean. I don't think it was planned out as far as the fight, but as far as the event, I think you're right. I think they were talking shit for fun. You know, like,
yeah.
We all know. Yeah, it's like a regular boxing match. Yeah,
that's what I think. I think that fight was all
fake.
Are
those real shoes? Is that Patty from Doug and Arnold?
Yes, I just saw this like randomly on the same Twitter that I got that clip from. That's like kind of sick. Some baseball player with his cleats got some custom-made Doug and Hey Arnold kicks right there.
Probably
painted and everything too though.
Oh, they're probably hand-drawn. They look
they look pretty dope though. I want to get shoes just to do this now, actually, to go ahead and draw them
shoes. I'd be down
like some chucks or something like that, and like find an artist to do that. I'm kind of down to do that.
That's dope.
Anyways,
right. My turn.
Yeah,
so Wags,
oh shit,
2 days ago,
oh,
Bruce Campbell posted on his Twitter that Evil Dead Rise is starting production.
I heard about
it. I'm fucking interested. And they still are not they're being tight-lipped about what it's about. Mm-hmm. They won't say. Is it a sequel to the old movies, to that newer movie, or the show? They won't say.
I heard that it's a reboot again.
No, not another one.
Bruce Campbell did officially retire from the role.
I know he's not going to play.
He's not going to executive producer.
They're going to reboot it again?
Make a cameo, but not as I'm okay with the reboot. I'm okay with new blood. That's fine. I would have preferred a sequel to the last reboot. But
yeah, that's what I want. I want a sequel to the last one. Like, tell me more about that.
Tell
like,
me more, tell me more. That girl become, like, the new Ash.
Yeah, that would have been really I was into it. Like, especially that one guy was wearing the blue shirt, and I thought he was going to be Ash, and he gets murdered, and you're like, oh.
And then you just fucking...
yeah, and you're like, okay, I guess it's not him. And then, like, she get, it was great. I liked
it.
I don't know.
It was a nice, like, tease.
Absolutely. I almost want to watch it again now that we
you know what
about
I wish
it.
They would do? What's Marvel that? Zombies and, you know, in movies, real life. And then you see Ash pop out in that.
Well,
the,
you know,
what the
there
book.
Was a comic book crossover.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That shit was awesome.
Well, you know, there's going to be an episode of What If about Marvel Zombies, right?
I wish they made a movie. That'd be so dope.
Well, you know, I was saying, I don't think you were here last week, but I was saying, you know, the cool thing about the What If thing is, with the exception of Chadwick Boseman, they can bring any of the What If characters into the real universe when Multiverse of Madness happens.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys will see fucking Loki, we can talk a lot more about that.
Is it tonight? Out? Did it start?
It's already
tonight.
Out.
Let's watch it tonight. Yeah, let's
should.
Watch it right now.
I can't watch
we
it.
We can watch it after this.
Real quick, did you hear about the Evil Dead game that's coming out?
You know, someone mentioned that it was coming, but I don't know much about it. What do you know?
It's supposed to be like a Left 4 Dead or... Dead by Daylight type playstyle where you're on a team and you have to fight deadites, but then like the other team are deadites.
Oh,
so it's like it's like Left 4 Dead sort of.
Do you get the power of like pulling people through the forest though? You gotta have
so.
You gotta have shit like that though. If you
so.
Don't have that, then like what's the point of being a deadite? Yeah,
I'm super in, and they got like characters from all across the franchise, like from the movie, the TV series. You can be what's his name, King Arthur.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's cool.
And then the characters from the TV series, like Pablo and Kelly.
Oh, okay, that's pretty dope.
It looks pretty cool. I'm ready for that. I'm ready for a new Evil Dead game.
Yeah. Cuckoo's talking about how there was a script for a Ash versus Freddy and Jason.
Yeah, it didn't happen because Sam Raimi didn't want to give up control of the character Ash because someone else would be writing his character, so he was like afraid of how they would handle it.
Yeah.
So he said no ultimately, but the script did survive and it got turned into the comic book.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
There's a comic for that now. Okay,
yes.
That's cool.
Ash versus Freddy versus. Oh, I think it's Freddy versus Jason versus Ash. I think Ash's name.
So 1v1v1. So is that 2v1?
Yeah.
2v. Groovy.
They're all against each other.
Like, damn. Okay.
And then it did so well that there was a sequel comic called the same thing, Freddy versus Jason versus Ash, but it was called Night. Mare Warriors, and that one was really good.
Interesting.
So
groovy.
You say
interesting, I say groovy.
The covers were fucking beautiful.
That's crazy.
I don't know if you know AJ, that's what Ash always says.
Oh, that scared me for like, I thought it was my 3D printer like falling over or some shit.
It could have been. That's
like
you're
riding a tricycle.
All right, other news that I got real quick here. Arc System Works. The bakers behind like BlazBlue, Guilty Gear, and all that, right? Even Dragon Ball FighterZ. Supposedly, this is a rumor. I wish I had the soundboard set up so I can hit my "I heard a rumor" button. But they might be working on a My Hero Academia fighting game.
Really?
Doesn't someone else have the license for that?
Who?
Someone else has the license for that right now.
As far as making a game for it?
Yeah, there's already a fighting game for My Hero Academia.
Who has it? Do you know?
I think it's Bandai Namco.
Interesting.
Wait, so who is this you're talking about, AJ?
Arc System Works. Also, Arc System did work with Namdai to do Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Oh, they did? Yeah, they teamed up for
maybe
that.
Maybe it's a partnership.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe it's another thing like that, maybe?
Well, yeah, because I bet you that is what's happening, because that last My Hero Academia game failed.
No way.
Yeah, it didn't sell that well.
Whoa, it
might have succeeded in Japan, but not here.
Like, we didn't buy it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, and we all watch it, so it's like, this is enough.
Like, that's
I actually want to start watching it, so that's like next on my list.
Okay, almost all of us have watched it. It's good, man. If you like superheroes and you like anime.
I haven't started the new season. Like, I'm caught up with the last season, but I haven't started the new season.
That rumor, though, was I went to go look for it, and it was a 4chan post that's gone now. So the fact that it's gone now is also suspicious, right? Yeah. And then also said that someone also mentioned that ArcSys only makes like one game a year, and they already have Strive, Guilty Gear Strive coming out this year, and they say they have plans for next year a game called Dungeon Fighter Duel. So either this is like them getting ready to do it, and maybe it's going to come out in a couple of years, or maybe because Guilty Gear Strive was delayed. That was supposed to come out earlier this year, though, right? It just came out later, so I guess that's still within this year.
It's out now.
I think it is out now. Yeah, I think it just came out. That's right. So I don't know, but that'd be cool. I know this anime is all about like fighting and all that, so like I wouldn't mind it. Also, I mean, My Hero Academia also has UFS cards coming out too. I think they're already out.
They're already out.
Yeah. And actually, Wags, you want these since you helped me in that purchase?
Give me, give me. I don't know what they are, but give me.
They came when I bought that UU box that we split on. That came.
Oh, these came?
Yeah, I got four of them. So I also got the same sets too.
Oh, thank you.
So you can have the other ones since you went halves with me on that.
Okay, I got a few other pieces of news to tear through.
Yeah.
Connected to My Hero Academia.
Yes.
If anyone's been watching the anime, this last arc ended just the last week for My Hero Academia, and it announced what the next season is going to be based on: My Villain Academia.
So wait, this last episode that we saw is
I didn't see it, but yeah, I just...
That was the last episode?
That was the last one for the season.
What?
But the next season's going to start up later in the year, I think, like September or something.
Oh, okay.
And the next season's theme will be My Villain Academia. It's going to be all about the bad guys, specifically. No hero. Only time you'll see the heroes is when they're fighting the villains. Otherwise, it's going to follow their backstory, who they are, and what their plan is.
Okay.
And so, yeah, My Hero Academia is transitioning into My Villain Academia. Oh, that starts next week. Okay, no, so next week.
Oh, next week, okay.
They just took a one-week break.
All right.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for My Villain Academia. Other cool things as far as anime goes. Blade Runner. I'm sure people are fans of Blade Runner. I don't know if you knew that there's been a whole, like, relaunch franchise for Blade Runner ever since 2049. And there will be a Blade Runner anime coming called Blade Runner Black Lotus. It's going to premiere on Adult Swim in Canada July this year.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger as one of the cartoons.
No, Blade Runner, not Running Man.
Not Terminator. Oh, Man.
Okay. Yeah, very close, though. Very similar. But yeah, Crunchyroll and Adult Swim will both be streaming these. It's going to be 13-episode anime just about Blade Runner and their world. And it's connected to that movie, the original one, and Blade Runner 2049, and the animated things that was made by the other people, including the Cowboy Bebop creator. There's an anime short made for Blade Runner by the Bebop creator, Shinichiro Watanabe.
Awesome. I gotta watch the new one. I've seen.
Me either, bro. I want to rewatch the old one first.
Oh man, I showed it to Lily because she had never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'm like, "Oh, have you seen Blade Runner?" She's like, "No." I'm like, I smile and she's like, "Yes, I have."
Yeah, it was probably too boring for her though, huh?
She didn't dig it. She had no idea what was going on.
Which one, the original or the new one?
The original.
OG. Mm. You guys see the OG? I don't think the new one makes any sense because I think it's literally a sequel. Like,
oh, it was?
It's literally going to be a complete sequel to the original one, 2049.
Yes, I got
it. And I heard everyone loves it, and it's made by fucking Denis Villeneuve. I love Denis Villeneuve. That's the guy doing Dune, and he did Sicario.
Oh, you were telling me about Dune and how amazing that is.
Dude, and he's doing the Dune movie, and he made Sicario and Arrival, and I love both of those movies.
Sicario was pretty dope.
Sicario, man. And, dude, after seeing the knife fights in Sicario, Dune is going to be sick. Because Dune is all about knife fights and shit. Mm. Knife and sword fights. And I'm like, dude, imagining that guy being in control of it, it's going to be sick, man. I'm excited.
Didn't even finish that movie.
Can I just say something about the...
I didn't watch the second one.
The powers on this Izuka are so, like, spot on to his actual character.
Oh, yeah?
They match it very... Because, you know, when he uses his full strength, his body is just fucking done. And this is like, discard your whole hand. Your next attack shit. Does plus 10.
Oh, shit. Like, plus 10?
Plus 10.
That's very accurate to the game, to the anime, yeah.
So they officially changed the back of the card then.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
Wow.
Like, going forward from now on, it's going to be like that.
Universes.
Yeah, but I remember reading rules saying that even though their backing is different and their art is different on the front, they'll still be playable amongst each other as long as players play with sleeves that block the back.
You know of any card game that's changed their back in like their entire like Magic's
no.
same back for 25 years?
Yeah, I was worried about Pokemon.
Pokemon changed their back.
No, they haven't.
No.
They did, didn't they?
No. The only difference that is Japan's backing is different than in English.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
That's the only difference.
Pokemon even changed companies and they still kept the same back.
Smart.
Move. Yeah. From Wizard of the Coast.
So that's weird that these guys, and they've been going on for a long time too.
Yeah, that's why I was weird too. But maybe they want to rebrand just to make it look more poppy, so people will like may be more interested. Maybe.
I mean, this does look really nice compared to the old. Well, the old one does look old.
Yeah.
And this looks nicer, but I don't know. If you make a card game, you just stick with what you do.
Yeah, I know. Oh well, we'll see what happens with them.
This is cool though. I do dig it.
All right. Other quick things. Since I was talking about how Shinichiro Watanabe, the creator of Bebop, had done a Blade Runner anime thing, right? Like a short?
Right, right.
So, speaking of Cowboy Bebop,
yeah,
the Netflix show is a go.
Okay.
It's coming out this fall.
Oh.
And they just announced Yoko Kanno is returning to do the music for fucking Cowboy Bebop again.
Nice.
Oh, she's coming back, and she's going to do the whole soundtrack.
The whole group seatbelts?
They didn't say that.
Ah.
They just said that she's she's making the whole soundtrack.
Oh, I do like her voice, though.
And, well, you know she writes it all, right?
Yeah.
Even for the seatbelt, she writes most of that music.
Oh, okay, then I think we're...
Same shit. She can get another band to play the same shit. Who cares?
Like, I hope they do, like, a sort of The World Ends With You sort of deal where they just, like, remix the old songs.
Yeah. I want
that'd
that
be cool.
Cool. Yeah, I'd like to hear some of the original stuff, too, still.
Yeah, some a little mix of some old things and some brand new songs would be cool.
Yeah.
All I know is when Spike fights, I need to hear that main theme when he fights. Like,
the
yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I need to hear that theme at least once in the fucking series.
I hope so.
Oh, man. Okay. So, other quick things. Oh, you want to say something, AJ? Go ahead.
Oh, no. Tai Chi was just mentioning that they showed off Spike's look as well.
I know people are liking it. I didn't see it, but people are liking it. I just saw people, like, happy about his hair.
Oh, they got the poopy hair?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I just heard people were happy with the hair.
Is Harold getting really fit for this role? And like, is he practicing?
Harold.
Harold. Yeah, I think he's already like, I think he's done stunt work, so he should be ready for martial arts stuff.
So they're making a live action one or what?
Yes.
You don't know anything about this?
No.
Live action.
Oh man, we're gonna talk after the podcast, bro. That's a whole thing.
I want to see if I can find a picture. I was hoping Tai Chi would have one right.
Oh, there you go, right there.
Yeah. He looks kind of strange.
It looks right to me.
Like, he looks weird with the style, but yeah, it like, kind of looks...
It's all right. I'm not hating it.
I'm cool with it because to me it looks like a Japanese guy, which Spike is, I'd imagine Spike to be a Japanese guy, and that's a haircut Japanese people have.
True.
So I'm like, that's kind of...
He almost looks like Miyamoto here.
Wow. That's right. He looks like Miyamoto. He looks like a young Miyamoto.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks better like that, I think.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. I fuck with it, man. I'm down. This is going to be good.
Looks all right.
Cowboy Bebop, man.
All right, we'll see.
All right, other quick things. The anime Triple X Holic is getting its own stage play. And, you know...
When I hear Holic, I think of DDR.
Yeah, I don't know. because X-Holic? X-X-Holic or whatever?
There's just a song called
Holic. It's called
Holic,
right?
Yeah.
There's, like, different versions of it. Yeah,
I do have some remixes.
Yeah. So Triple X Holic is a old school famous anime and manga. It's going to be getting a stage play in Japan where, you know, they basically do the whole fucking anime within like an hour and a half and
in a
stage show, you know.
Yeah.
And although these are kind of whack, like I wouldn't sit there and watch one of these. The costumes always look fucking sick. So
man,
I thought
like,
I had
like
to show
Yu
it
Yu
off.
Like the Yu Yu Hakusho ones you showed
like
me
the Naruto ones, like
oh,
they
Naruto
look
Naruto too?
Bro, the Naruto ones from the Naruto stage show look so fucking good. It makes me sad cuz I know whenever they do make that Naruto movie, it's not going to look that good. No fucking way. Like I know it's not going to.
That's funny.
Yes, these stage plays be looking dope. Yeah, just like the Yu Yu Hakusho one. I was like, dude, I would buy that Kuwabara. I'd be like, fine. But yeah, so if you're a fan of Triple X Holic, there's a stage play coming out in Kyoto very soon. Check it out.
Are the Fire Emblem players doing it or?
I don't think so. Real quick.
What are they called?
Real quick, Loki news.
Ember Island players.
Ember Island.
Wait, what are you saying right now?
Real quick, Loki news. None of this is spoilers. One thing, Loki Charms is a real thing made by General Mills. They've transformed Loki Charms into a special brand of Loki stuff. I don't even think any of the shapes are changing. It's just the box cover.
That would have been cool if they changed the shapes a little
couple
bit.
Dude,
imagine having some Thor hammers in there.
That's what I was thinking, like some Thor hammers, some little Loki helmets with the spike.
Yeah.
Like
the scepter.
Little daggers. That'd be hilarious.
Little Lokis, because you know he copies himself.
Like yeah.
Little tiny Lokis.
They at least have the Bifrost.
Yeah, he's got it right there, you know?
Okay. I thought because it was frosted cereal, you know, by Frost.
I don't think it is a frosted cereal, though.
I didn't mean
to take the wind out of your sails,
no,
bro.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I thought the grain parts were, like, frosted, but I think you're right. I don't think they are frosted.
No. Other thing real quick about Loki. Yeah. So something about Loki, Mephisto. This is something that a lot of people have pointed to that, you know, okay, WandaVision didn't have Mephisto. But Loki's definitely going to have Mephisto because of this stained glass window scene. And before the episode even came out, the creator said, I'm going to debunk this right now. This is not a Mephisto reference. It's a reference to Loki himself. He's like, the horns are supposed to be a reference to the horns he fucking wears. He's like, it's the devil fucking fell from heaven. He's like, It's not Mephisto, okay? Like, he's like, I know it looks like it. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Everyone wants Mephisto. We're just trying to fit Mephisto everywhere now.
Yeah. And normally, I ignore Marvel executives and Marvel actors when they try to, like, discount things. But he even explained, like, no, it's a reference to Loki and how he fell from heaven and how he doesn't, you know, he doesn't believe he's part of his dad and all. And I was like, okay. he's like, so just fucking let the Mephisto thing go for now. Like, it's not.
I would have liked if we went more detailed. Like, even the little green blocks were there purposely because, you know, Loki is green. That's why we have the little green.
Well, he's wearing
right
a green
there.
Suit.
He's also wearing a green suit. Like,
he's wearing a green suit. You could be right about that, AJ.
And the way he has his hands posture was like straight out
from the second movie. Yeah, that's how he was sitting when he was talking to Odin. Yeah, but he was real clear. He's
if he
like,
went that far, I would have believed him. I don't believe him.
Okay, AJ, that's not enough for AJ. I just thought it was funny. He went out of his way to say, "Yo, it's not. That's not what I'm trying to say here." He's like, "There is a point I'm trying to make in an image I'm trying to paint. Yeah. And that's not it. You're missing the show if you try to think that is what he was saying." I thought that was funny.
Good to know.
How much news you got?
I got like two more.
Okay, let me do one more and then you do yours.
Yeah. I got three more.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. So Harada, our favorite person in the world, right?
I like him more than he watched. Oh, wait, that's not. He's dead now. I'll let him go.
The director of Tekken, the Tekken series, right? So we all know that Virtual Fighter just came out, right? Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown, that remake of Virtual Fighter 5. Well, Harada had some words about the game. Some kind words, mostly, though.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, damn.
But he was explaining it, like, in a podcast. Oh, yeah, I forgot he has that podcast on YouTube. That's where this is from. It's all in Japanese, though, so, like, I can't go and just watch it and enjoy it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you have to read it, huh?
Go sit there and read, like, his 30, 40-minute podcast sometimes. But he has some good stuff in there once in a while. But he was talking about the Virtual Fighter, and he was, like, kind of, like, reminiscing a little bit, saying that when he first came to Tekken, the Tekken series, back in 97, when Tekken 3 was out, that was like his first game that he worked on. He saw Virtual Fighter as a rival. And even the Namco higher-ups came to him. He's like, yo, what are we going to do about Virtual Fighter? How long till we overtake him? And then Harada's like, no bullshit. Give me 10 years and we can do this.
To what? Tekken versus Street Fighter?
No, to overtake Virtual Fighter, to get Virtual Fighter numbers and all that.
Oh, I see.
Outsell Virtual Fighter, because Virtual Fighter apparently was very popular back in the day, which I never knew that. I always ignored Virtual Fighter because Tekken was my first 3D fighting game, right? But yeah, so at the time, it was the king of 3D fighters. So when he was asked by them, he's like, no bullshit, give me like 10 years. That was his goal, to fight Virtual Fighter, to take down Virtual Fighter. But then Virtual Fighter stopped being a thing in 2007, which was like 10 years later, right? And Harada was actually disappointed because Virtual Fighter didn't go out. He didn't overtake Virtual Fighter. Sega just stopped making the game. And then everyone from Virtual Fighter kind of migrated to Tekken. So it wasn't like Tekken became better than Virtual Fighter. It was just that the Virtual Fighter players had nowhere else to go but to Tekken. So he's kind of disappointed himself in a way. It's like, I never got to fight them properly. Like, I didn't, you know, straight out just win. So now that they're back, he's kind of like, he's feel like reinvigorated. Like, oh my God, they're back. Let's hope that this is a sign that the Virtual Fighter 6 is going to come out. And now he's kind of just hyped to kind of, you know, reignite the flame in their rivalry, at least the way he sees it. So that's kind of what he wanted to say about that. But that was just an interesting little story, little backstory for Harada there, and you know how that rivalry goes with the 3D fighters.
Okay,
rivalry is always good. It makes you do better.
Right. Yeah. So that means we can get a better Tekken, you know, a Tekken 8, which we don't need a Tekken 8 right now. I'm good. We don't need a Tekken 8. We're good with Tekken 7. They've been doing good with their updates and all that. So. Yeah. Oh, Taichi said he watched the whole thing. It's pretty cool. Talked about rivalries and how he misses the hostility. Yeah. That's pretty much what it was.
All right.
I didn't read it. I just read this article real quick, and that's what I got out of it, too.
Okay. Other quick news. Capcom's being sued right now.
Oh. Again?
Again. As DJ points out, again. You know, for creating textures in various Resident Evil and Devil May Cry games without the consent of their original photographer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I guess...
You can't even recreate it.
Yeah, I guess they've been using things and making things, you know, and printing images of their characters, doing shit like for posters and for covers of games and stuff like that. And some of this artwork and style has been mimicking other things that can be traced back to 1996 from the same artist. Her name is Judy A. Jurasek. And, yeah, she's from Connecticut and suing the fuck out of them right now.
Damn.
We'll see if it goes through, because I'm sure Capcom has powerful lawyers. But, yeah, it's like, I guess they don't show you any images, because I guess this is in legal combat right now. But apparently the characters are doing the exact same poses as hers, or have the exact same similar like stained glass backgrounds as hers, you know?
That's crazy.
What a bitch, right? I'd be so pissed off. Like, you know, those fools make millions. I'd be pissed off, dude. Other news. Rick and Morty. The creator of the executive producer of Rick and Morty says there's definitely going to be a Rick and Morty movie. Don't know if it's going to be streaming or in movie theaters, but there will 100% be a Rick and Morty movie somewhere in the future.
I'm down.
I'm down, too. I need to catch up still.
That's one thing I have to start watching, too. My Hero and that.
That shit's so dope, dude. AJ, you want to give us the last piece of news?
I got two more still.
I got one more left. So, yeah, you go ahead and do one.
So, Arcade 1-Up. Looks like they're going to be coming out with the Simpsons arcade game now. Remember how we had the Ninja Turtles? Oh, they also did the X-Men game, too, right? With the four-player and all that. Simpsons is coming out next, apparently. This was actually leaked on accident, like, earlier last week through a YouTube video that kind of, like, dropped and then got taken down right away because they knew they fucked up. But, yeah, it turned out it was true. So, yeah, look out for The Simpsons as an arcade game now, the original arcade game. Looks like it's going to be pre-order start on July 15th. Don't know the exact date yet. And the pricing, don't know that yet. But comparing it to the past arcade machines, probably around $500 to $600. Just like the Ninja Turtle machine was, too. I'm not sure if this has any additional games to it. Just like most of their systems have, like, extra games in it.
It
includes
pointing,
Wi-Fi.
It says right there, pointing to a $500 to $600 price tag.
Yeah, that's what I just said. And that I'm pretty sure this is based off, like, the old, the other arcade systems that were like this. Since arcade will include Wi-Fi, allowing for local or online co-op. That's pretty cool.
Online co-op is pretty dope.
Yeah, like on an arcade machine, that's pretty sick. And then there's a trackball in the middle of this. I'm not sure if anyone sees it, but there's a trackball in the middle here, which kind of tells me that there may be another game attached to this. I think someone once mentioned that there was supposedly like a Simpsons bowling game, I think, at some point.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either, but that might be what that trackball is for.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of interesting there. But yeah, I guess we'll find out, hopefully, if not July, of course, when it comes out. But I would say as early as July 10th when that pre-order drops.
Out of the four player arcade games, The Simpsons was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like The Simpsons and...
That and Turtles.
I like Spider-Man. Did you ever play the Spider-Man?
Oh, I never see Spider-Man.
Like four player Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No,
you could be Spider-Man, Black Cat, Submariner, and... Who was the fourth? Hawkeye.
Submariner.
Sure. Yeah. I remember the Avengers arcade game.
I remember the X-Men Captain one, too.
American, I'll tell you for sure the Avengers one wasn't as good as the Spider-Man one. The Spider-Man one was the shit.
It wasn't that good at all.
Yeah.
The X-Men one was my favorite.
I was like, who's this all-white motherfucker? I'm like, he kind of looked like Vision, but he kind of doesn't. And, and then he was Vision. I didn't know he changed his colors at some point.
And then, I didn't know who Vision was. White Vision. I was like, this guy's just weird looking.
And, all right, so there is going to be an escape room event for the Blair Witch Project in Las Vegas this summer.
No, thanks.
Yeah, for real. That's going to be terrifying, bro. And it's going to be built in a 100-year-old eerie property in a dark and sinister-looking back wood. Unlike most escape rooms, which are just one to three rooms, this one's going to be 10 rooms of tense time-based puzzles to solve within an hour. We can only assume that... Yeah, so it's probably going to be creepy as fuck. Just from the idea of the movie with the whole shaky cam thing, like, I'm sure they're going to find ways to scare the shit out of you all the time. While you're trying while you're trying to solve a puzzle. Like, I'm thinking, motherfucker, leave me alone. Right. Like, you know, like, goddamn, sounds like my nightmare. I think that's about it for my news. AJ, you got one more, right?
Yeah, so apparently...
Oh, I do have one more, but you go ahead.
Okay, that's cool. So, Fatal Fury, the old movie, I guess, was a movie?
There's actually three.
There's three?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like they're going to be re-released on Blu-ray pretty soon, which will include... This Blu-ray is going to include both 1992's Fatal Fury Legend of the Hungry Wolf and the 93 movie, which was the follow-up. Fatal Fury 2, The New Battle.
What about the third one?
Nothing about a third one here, just those first two. And then these are going to be up-res and everything, kind of re-scanned and everything from the original footage. It's going to be 1080p. It's going to have English and Japanese voice tracks. As well as a brand new, fully corrected subtitles. That's cool.
Damn.
Just those two coming out pretty soon. I don't think there's a date yet, but hopefully sometime by the end of the year. That's cool.
All right. My last piece of news.
Rurouni Kenshin, the Ooh. Final, June 18th.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Oh, shit, what?
Yep.
Netflix?
Netflix.
The actual movie?
June 18th.
Like the new movie. The final.
The final.
What the fuck? On Netflix?
Netflix.
What about the other ones?
Here in the U.S. Not in France. Not in Japan. Here in the U.S.
That's crazy. Yeah. I think Steven actually saw that by mistake. He was just searching it, and he mentioned it. But yeah, if it's fact, though, that's crazy.
No, it's fact. It's happening.
Not in Australia. Not in Brazil.
Not here. In Portugal. You know, not even in Portugal, bro. America.
America. Can I just say something real quick about SNK real quick?
Yeah.
I told you I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter, so, and Lily's really into Street Fighter too, so we were playing some of the older games.
Mm-hmm.
And I started teaching her about SNK. I was like, oh, Uh-oh. It was like their big rival back in the day. And like, I'm a big fan of SNK, so I showed her Capcom vs. SNK.
Right.
And she's like, SNK is such a ripoff of Street Fighter.
Yeah, she's seen it.
And she's like, yeah, this is Ryo. He's like a copy of like Ryu. Ken.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, this is SNK's version of Chun-Li, and it was mine.
And she's just a whore. Like,
her mouth just dropped, and she's like, are those her tits bouncing around? Because like, they're really animated in the
Yeah, they go out of their way to like...
Yeah, they're like super...
Because I feel like Fatal Fury was like, we're the extreme Street Fighter. That was their whole thing, like, you know, we're Street Fighter, but extreme, you know? Yes.
I mean, it's lifelike, though, right?
I like their attention, the you know, creator's attention to details.
You like it to be anatomically
correct?
Because
she's not wearing a bra, so of course they're going to swing.
Yeah, exactly. What else are you going to do?
Well, I like how you guys are so on board with this. Like,
I mean, if they weren't, like, I'd be confused.
I was like, well, how are they staying in place so well? She was just disgusted with it.
Damn, like, you looking at the Samurai Showdown movie?
Yeah.
You remember seeing it? Did I show it to you?
I don't think I've ever seen this.
I had it on VHS for a long
time. That's crazy.
I guess I didn't show it to you.
It's all on YouTube.
It's kind of whack.
It's all on YouTube. If anyone wants
to
watch it.
It's good to know I could rewatch it there. Though.
Samurai Showdown, the motion picture. The 94 movie.
Damn, you know, I just remembered those guys that do epic battles. I just remembered they did Iron Fist versus Kung Fu Panda. I gotta watch that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that sitting there on my feet. I haven't watched any of those in a while.
I know, some of them are good, man. Anyway, that was Unfocus, guys, episode 305. Let's talk about Unfocus Weeks. AJ, what you got planned?
Fucking play some UFS for once, finally, with Wags over here. Gets some, like, legit matches in. You know, probably play some more Digimon with you bitches too. Hopefully actually get to participate again with Hammer Battles, right? Play some Soul this weekend.
Drew took it back.
Oh, he did? Alright, that's fine.
Beat me in the finals.
I wasn't there, so it's all good. And then, yeah. Maybe... Oh, yeah, finish reading freaking The Last Ronin for sure.
You have all of it?
At the third one, so...
There's no more?
I don't know if there's any more. Oh. I haven't finished reading it, so I gotta find out. But I kind of doubt it though, because then there's no build up to like a final battle yet at all. Mm. Right now they're like gathering information and shit. So I think there's gonna be more. I'm not sure how much more. But I don't think it's ending as a third one right now. And then I think that's pretty much all I could think of right now. All right,
DJ, what's the one thing you need to do for your Unfocus Week? Two things.
Watch that anime.
Demon Slayer.
For sure, Loki tonight. That's a promise.
That's for sure.
That's a DJ promise right there. Damn. DJ guarantee.
A guarantee.
Damn, you don't get those often.
Nope. He's certified. Okay, really cool. Two main things you want to do. That's dope.
Even the military can get their hands on those.
Wags, what's a couple things you definitely want to do for your info?
Now that I know it's out, I want to watch Loki. So I have to wait till Friday to watch it this weekend. Play games, man. I've been so busy. I'm excited to play some games, have some free time. Play some more Street Fighter. Play some Dead by Daylight. I got HBO Max, and there's a bunch of shows I want to watch. I want to watch the Justice League. I want to watch the new Adventure Time stuff.
Oh, you know what I missed on my Unfocus Week? You know what I started watching? Beware the Batman. What the hell is that? It's on HBO Max. It's an animated Batman TV show, a CGI one they had.
Going on the list.
It was pretty good. Sure. It's not bad.
Beware the Batman.
I only watched a few couple episodes. It's not bad.
I watched the Friends Reunion. Oh, man, I should make you cry.
Oh, I want to see that. I haven't seen that yet.
It was real good. I was like, yeah.
I'm glad they're all still alive that they can do it.
All right.
Because there's so many shows they can't do that with everybody anymore. Too, you know what I mean? Like,
soon.
It's true, though. Damn. Like, this dude, Firefly, they can't do a full one anymore because the Reverend's dead. Shepherd Book.
Oh, they did it without him, though.
Yeah, I know. So sad, but they had to.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. That's pretty good, Wags.
Real quick, they have the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion. Did they have both Aunt Viv's on the show?
Bro, do you not know about that whole thing that went down with that?
I know that they didn't dig the first Anviv.
Bro, we'll talk about it after the podcast. Oh my god, it was a whole fucking thing, dude. Okay, we'll talk about it. Anything else you want to say for your Unfocus Week?
I'm good for now.
All right. Yes, me last. Definitely going to read this fucking Thor book that Chris got me started on. I'm going to read the next part. As I just mentioned, I watched Beware the Batman 2. I had a really full Unfocus Week. Wow. I'm going to continue that shit. Digimon. Want more Digimon in our lives, so probably going to play that. Probably right now with DJ, maybe, since these guys are going to be playing UFS.
I do want to play some Digimon with you guys
tonight. And,
you could do both at the same time, Will.
Who am I kidding?
Digimon on one side, UFS on the other. I'll do the same thing, too, you know?
Who am I kidding? I'm definitely going to fucking play more. I'm definitely going to play more Pokemon Snap.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I want to get on that, too. But
it's on Destiny, that's for sure.
Okay, DJ getting in Destiny. And that basically does Unfocus. This is 305, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, peace out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocuspodcast.
I missed a Wednesday. We missed a Wednesday.
Comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocus28.
Danny, stop it.
Oh, you broke it. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocuspodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocus28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocuspodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!